On Saturday, Ireland's upper house of parliament continued to debate a deficit-slashing budget designed to comply with a massive international bailouts requirements. The bill passed the Dáil, or lower house, on Thursday. As a general election looms and the country grapples with the economic downturn, we spoke to Father Sean Healy, Director of Social Justice Ireland, about how this financial package will impact on Irish people.
How draconian is it, and how draconian did it need to be? Has it gone over draconian, should I put it like that?
There are two issues. It is very draconian, and it didn't need to be this draconian. First of all, there is no doubt that Ireland needs to increase its tax take, its overall tax take from different sources, when all put together. Because Ireland's total tax take is actually very low by European standards. There's only about four or five countries in Europe that have a lower percentage of gross domestic product taken up in taxes. So Ireland therefore needs to adjust that. And given its current fiscal problems, it was a double reason why that needed to be done. However, in doing that, I think there were two mistakes made. First of all, the focus of the tax changes has been very much focused on things like income tax, or principally focused on income tax, and on broadening the base within the income tax system so that people on very low incomes come into the tax net. So therefore, if you're earning now about 80 euro a week, you are now in the tax net. That was not the case before. There's a lot of people in low-paid jobs in Ireland, the working poor, who actually now find themselves in the tax net that they were not in before. And not alone that, but the tax system has been changed also to include what they call a universal social charge, which applies to people on very low incomes. Now, so that's one issue. The second issue was the Irish government could actually have taken up the amount of money they wanted to take in tax, but they could also have taken a fair bit more by broadening the tax base and eliminating tax breaks. There's a huge volume of potential income from tax or revenue from taxation that the Irish government loses because of the tax breaks in the system, which go only to the better off. Now, those tax breaks need to be addressed and eliminated to have a fairer tax system. The second part of that is that the tax base has been very narrow. For example, Ireland is the only country in the European Union that doesn't have some kind of tax on residential property, for example. But there's been little or no progress on that area or a number of other areas either where there could have been. The result is that the tax is coming from the personal taxation, that's just straightforward income tax. And so that's one issue. And then it is structured in such a way that it hits people on low incomes. And thirdly, it hasn't been expanded sufficiently, or it hasn't been increased sufficiently from the other sources, the better-off sources, if you like, that could have provided more income from taxation. The result of that has been that instead of getting their fiscal adjustment and balancing their budget or getting closer to balancing it through tax increases, the government has had to do it by reducing services. And now we have a situation where there's quite a lot of services have been reduced, some have been cut, and new charges have been introduced in some cases, and in other cases, charges have been increased. So, for example, in rural Ireland up to now, if you were going to primary school up to about 11 or 12 years of age, and you had to get a bus because school is some miles away, that was free. Now, irrespective of the household and the income of the household, you now must pay for that. So that's an issue that wasn't there before that would hit poor families. It's a new charge, if you like, within the education system. Previously, staying with the same education system, if you were in second level education up to 18 or 19 years of age, there was a charge for the bus, if you had to get a bus journey to your school. Now that charge has been increased. So in that situation, we see the introduction of new charges, and we see the increase in the charges that already existed. So they're just that's one set of examples. But on the other side as well, many services have been reduced, and in some cases, services have been eliminated altogether. So there's quite an amount of hit, if you like, being taken by Ireland's poor people, Ireland's people on low income, the working poor, people outside the labour force altogether, people who are ill, poor people who are older, people who are in caring roles, whether they're caring for children or caring for older relatives or caring for people with disabilities.
What kind of a knock-on effect will this have? Are we going to be seeing, again, there has been emigration, but are we going to be seeing it on a bigger scale, for example? People looking for work or having to go abroad?
There is no doubt at this stage, I think, that Ireland is going to see its biggest, highest levels of emigration since the famine in the 1840s. From 1845 to 1848, Ireland had huge levels of emigration, and between the people who died and the people who emigrated, the population fell by about 3 million at that time in 4 years. But since then, we have never experienced the level of emigration that we are now experiencing. So to put it into context now, in the very difficult days of the 1980s and in the very difficult years of the 1950s, which were the last two very bad periods for Ireland, emigration might have been at 30 or 40,000 a year. Now, this particular year, it is projected to be at least 60,000, and that will be followed maybe next year by maybe another 50,000. So you've got a situation where 60,000 of your brightest young people who have qualifications in many cases at third level, they are actually emigrating to Canada, the United States, to Australia, to Britain, to Germany, to anywhere else that they can actually get a job, even hope to get a job, because it seems to me that in many of those countries, there are not very many jobs available because there are high unemployment levels in many of those countries already. So it seems to me that there isn't that much opportunity of getting jobs for people in that context. So a very, very difficult situation being made more difficult by fiscal policies of the Irish government.